What were some of the most frequent problems that would come up? I imagine there's a lot to deal with all of the different laboratory people and all of the test site people and the RECO people. What kinds of things were the biggest problems?
I don't think that between the working things, over the years, understanding developed, you know, even the union people had their prerogatives and what they could wanted to do and had to do, but it never really boiled up that I'm aware of into like we're gonna walk off or whatever. I can remember, you know, one night we were trying to button up a tunnel. Mm-hmm. And I was exhausted from throwing sandbags. That wasn't when I was a resident manager, but when I was involved in the group that put the device in the room and had to watch out for it and so forth. So it became clear that in order to get the shot off, why whoever was there had to pitch in and get it done. Mm-hmm. And we did.
I imagine there is a lot of pressure to get it done, so everybody just worked as hard as they needed to. Lots of long days, long hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Now, did you, as a resident manager, did you live on the test site, or did you live in Las Vegas and commute?
I lived in Las Vegas and commuted, but, you know, I guess I spent I didn't spend many nights at the test site when I lived in town here. I mean, when I was traveling, coming down from Livermore, why spent, never went into town. Mm-hmm. They had an airplane that flew from Livermore to Desert Rock.
Okay.
And so I would rarely go into town, only go into town if I had to go to a meeting down at the Nauvoo office over there.